All right, so you send over this article all about analysts, and wow, it's like a whole world of problem solvers I never even knew existed. It's like we're about to explore a hidden continent or something, full of career possibilities I'd never even thought of.
It's a fascinating landscape, isn't it?
Yeah, and you seem like you're really interested in analysts,
I am.
what they do on like a day-to-day basis, how much they earn, maybe even if one of these paths might be right for you.
Definitely a field worth exploring, especially, in today's data-driven world.
For sure. Okay. So we've got this article highlighting 25 different analyst roles, and we're going to unpack it all,
Sounds good.
explore some of these standout roles, and try to give you a feel for what a career as an analyst could look like.
All right, and remember, this is your personalized deep dive, so
Yeah.
feel free to jump in with any questions
Of
or
course.
areas you want to explore further.
Absolutely. Now, before we get lost in the specifics, let's just start with the big picture. Like, what exactly IS and the analyst? The article defines them as agile problem solvers who can dissect complex data and turn it into valuable insights.
That's a great starting point.
Yeah.
Think of analysts as like the detectives of the data world.
Okay.
They're the ones who can sift through mountains of information, connect the dots, uncover the hidden stories that the data tells.
So they're not just number crunchers, they're
Right.
storytellers too.
Exactly. They need to be able to not only understand the numbers, but also communicate their meaning in a way that's clear, concise, and compelling.
And why are analysts in such high demand these days?
Well, it all boils down to data. We live in a world overflowing with data, and businesses need people who can make sense of it all. Analysts help organizations make informed decisions, identify trends, and ultimately achieve their goals.
Sounds like a career with a lot of potential.
For sure.
Okay, let's dive into some of these specific analyst roles. Now, the article breaks them down into different categories, but some definitely caught my eye more than others.
Like which ones?
Well, let's start with the one that's been making headlines lately, the cybersecurity analyst.
Yeah, with all the cyber attacks we hear about these days,
Right.
it's no wonder this role is in such high demand.
Yeah, the article called it the frontline in the digital battle against hackers.
And it's an apt description.
Oh, for sure.
Cybersecurity analysts are the guardians of sensitive information, constantly analyzing networks for vulnerabilities and thwarting attacks before they even happen.
So what does that look like on a day-to-day basis for a cybersecurity analyst?
Well, imagine monitoring network traffic for suspicious activity, investigating security breaches, implementing firewalls and other security measures, and constantly staying one step ahead of the hackers.
Wow.
It's a fast-paced,
Yeah.
challenging field that requires a deep understanding of security protocols, encryption technologies, and even hacking
Yeah.
techniques.
Oh, wow. It sounds intense.
It can be.
And the article mentioned that certifications are really important in this field.
Absolutely. Certifications like the Certified Information Systems Security Professional
Okay.
or CISSP can demonstrate your expertise and make you a much more competitive candidate.
Okay, let's switch gears to another role that caught my eye, the financial analyst. This one seems like it could be pretty lucrative.
It can be,
Yeah.
especially with experience.
Yeah.
Financial analysts evaluate investment opportunities, assess the financial health of organizations, and provide forecasts for future performance.
Okay.
They're the ones who help businesses make smart decisions with their money.
So what kind of skills would someone need to succeed as a financial analyst?
Well, you'd need a strong grasp of financial principles, accounting practices,
Okay.
and analytical techniques, being able to build financial models, interpret financial statements, and communicate complex financial information clearly is essential.
Now, the article mentioned that some financial analysts use specific financial models. Right.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. A common one is the discounted cash flow model, or DCF. It's used to estimate the value of an investment based on its expected future cash flows.
Interesting. Okay, let's move on to another role that seems pretty hot right now,
Yeah.
the data analyst.
Yeah, data analysts are like the detectives of the business world, using their skills to sift through massive databases, uncover hidden trends, and help companies make million-dollar decisions.
So what tools do they use to do all that detective work?
Well, they often rely on programming languages like SQL to query databases and extract the information they need.
All right.
Then they might use tools like Excel or Tableau to visualize that data and create reports or dashboards that highlight key insights.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us like a quick ELI 5 on what that is?
Okay, so think of a massive library filled with books on every subject imaginable.
Okay.
SQL is like the language you use to ask the librarian to find the specific books you need.
It's a way to communicate with databases and retrieve the data you're looking for. For example, if you wanted to find all the customers who made a purchase in the last month, you could use SQL to write a query that would pull that information from the database.
That makes sense. So data analysts need to be comfortable with programming languages and data visualization tools. What about the salary range?
The article mentioned that data analysts can earn anywhere from $65,000 to $85,000, depending on experience and location.
Not bad at all. Now let's talk about a role that seems to bridge the gap between business and technology, the business analyst.
Okay. Business analysts are the translators between the tech folks and the business folks.
Right.
They figure out what the business needs, see if it's possible from a technology standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And then recommend solutions.
So they need to be able to speak both languages.
Exactly. They need to understand business processes, goals, and challenges, but they also need to have a grasp of technology and how it can be used to solve business problems.
Now, the article mentioned they often work on projects using something called Agile.
Right.
What exactly is Agile?
Think of it as a project management approach that embraces change.
Okay.
Instead of planning everything out in detail up front, Agile teams work in short iterative cycles, gathering feedback along the way and adapting to changing requirements.
So it's all about flexibility and collaboration.
Exactly. Agile emphasizes teamwork, frequent communication, and a focus on delivering value to the customer quickly.
That makes sense in today's fast-paced business world. And what about the salary range for business analysts?
The article mentioned a range of $70,000 to $90,000.
Okay.
Which is pretty competitive.
Now, this next one sounds really intriguing. The Agile Analyst.
Okay, the Agile Analyst is a bit of a specialist within the world of Agile project management.
Okay.
They help teams implement Agile methodologies effectively, ensuring everyone understands the processes and is working together smoothly.
So they're like the Agile coaches.
Exactly. They might facilitate meetings, track progress, identify roadblocks, and help teams continuously improve their agile practices.
That sounds like a crucial role in keeping those agile projects on track.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about another role that seems very customer focused, the product owner analyst.
Okay, from what I gather, they're the ones who make sure a product actually meets the needs of the people who will be using it.
Exactly. They're the voice of the customer in the development process.
Okay.
They gather feedback, prioritize features, and ensure the final product delivers the value that users expect.
It sounds like a challenging role, balancing the needs of the customer with the technical feasibility of the product.
It definitely requires strong communication skills, analytical thinking, and a deep understanding of the target audience.
Yeah, I can see that.
So
that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about some of these other analyst roles.
Okay.
But we're out of time for this part.
Yeah, we are.
We'll have to continue this in part two.
Sounds good.
I'm really intrigued.
Okay.
By all these different paths.
I'm sure.
Becoming an analyst.
Yeah, we can cover a lot more ground in part two.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm really.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the hottest analyst roles out there, but this article covers a lot more ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore some other paths that might pique your interest.
Okay, so let's venture into the realm of marketing with the market research analyst.
Good.
They're the ones who dive deep into consumer behavior and market trends, helping businesses make those savvy marketing decisions that resonate with their audience.
Now, the article mentioned they use some interesting techniques to gather insights like surveys and focus groups.
Right.
That sounds like a fun way to get inside the minds of consumers.
It can be fascinating. Imagine designing a survey that uncovers hidden consumer preferences.
Yeah.
Or moderating a focus group where you witness those aha moments firsthand as people share their thoughts and experiences.
Wow, yeah.
So then the market research analyst takes all that raw data and turns it into actionable insights for the business.
Precisely. They analyze the data, identify patterns, and present their findings in a way that guides marketing strategies and helps companies connect with their target audience effectively.
Now, speaking of connecting with audiences, the article also mentioned the social media analyst.
Right.
That's a role that seems to be constantly evolving
yes.
with the ever-changing landscape of social media.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic field that requires staying on top of trends,
yeah.
understanding algorithms, and knowing how to measure the impact of social media campaigns.
So what does a social media analyst actually DO, like, day to day?
Imagine being the eyes and ears of a company on social media.
Well,
you're monitoring brand mentions, tracking engagement metrics, analyzing sentiment,
okay.
and reporting on the performance of social media campaigns.
Gotcha.
You're the one who helps businesses understand how people are talking about them online and how to optimize their social media presence for maximum impact.
Okay, so they're not just scheduling posts and responding to comments. There's a lot of data analysis involved.
Definitely. They need to be comfortable with social media analytics tools,
mm-hmm.
be able to interpret data and translate those insights into actionable recommendations for the business.
It sounds like a role that requires a blend of creativity,
right.
analytical skills, mm-hmm. and a deep understanding of how social media works.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about a role that's all about search engines.
Yeah.
The SEO analyst.
Okay.
SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's all about making sure a website shows up at the top of those search results when people are looking for information.
So it's like playing a game with Google's algorithms.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to rank higher than the competition.
In a way, yes. SEO analysts are the masters of keywords, backlinks, and all those other factors that influence a website's ranking. They conduct keyword research, analyze website traffic, and implement on-page and off-page optimization techniques to make sure the website is visible to the right audience.
Now, the article mentioned that SEO is a constantly evolving field. What does that mean for someone interested in this role?
It means you need to be a lifelong learner.
Right.
Always staying up to date on the latest trends and algorithm updates. It's a fast-paced field that requires adaptability, analytical skills, and a passion for the ever-changing world of search.
Okay, let's move on to a role that seems crucial for keeping businesses running smoothly and efficiently. The process analyst.
All right. Process analysts are the efficiency experts constantly looking for ways to streamline operations,
uh-huh.
eliminate bottlenecks, and improve workflows.
Okay.
They're the ones who analyze how things are done, identify areas for improvement, and recommend solutions that can save time, reduce costs,
mm-hmm.
or enhance customer satisfaction.
So they're like the architects of better processes.
Exactly. They need to be able to think systematically, analyze processes step by step, and identify opportunities for optimization. It's a role that requires a blend of analytical thinking, problem-solving skills,
yeah.
and a keen eye for detail.
Now, speaking of details, let's talk about a role that's all about ensuring employees are fairly compensated, the compensation analyst.
Okay. Compensation analysts are the guardians of fair pay, making sure that employees are rewarded for their skills experience
mm-hmm.
and contributions to the organization.
Okay.
They analyze salary data job descriptions and market trends to develop compensation plans that attract and retain top talent.
So they're not just crunching numbers. They're also considering factors like market competitiveness
right.
and internal equity.
Absolutely. They need to ensure that compensation plans are aligned with the organization's goals and values
uh-huh.
while also being fair and competitive within the industry. It's a role that requires a deep understanding of compensation principles, data analysis skills,
mm-hmm.
and a keen sense of fairness.
And let's explore a role that seems to be at the heart of the technology infrastructure that powers businesses, the network analyst.
Okay. Network analysts are the architects and engineers of the digital world.
Okay.
Building and maintaining the complex networks that connect computers, devices,
right.
data across organizations.
So they're the ones who make sure all those emails, files, and video calls flow smoothly.
Exactly. They need a deep understanding of network protocols, hardware, and software to design, implement, and troubleshoot networks.
Yeah.
They're the ones who keep the digital world connected and running smoothly.
Now, the article mentioned that troubleshooting is a key part of their job. What kinds of problems might they encounter?
Imagine a network outage that brings everything to a halt.
Oh, yeah.
The network analyst is the one who swings into action, diagnosing the problem, identifying the root cause, and implementing a solution to get everything back online as quickly as possible.
Wow.
They're the problem solvers of the network world, often working under pressure to keep those digital highways flowing.
It sounds like a challenging but rewarding role, knowing you're the one keeping everything connected.
It definitely is. Now let's talk about a role that plays a crucial role in ensuring projects are completed on time and within budget. The PMO analyst.
PMO stands for Project Management Office.
That's right. The PMO analyst supports project managers in keeping projects on track.
Okay.
Providing assistance with planning, risk assessment, resource allocation, and performance tracking. They're the behind-the-scenes heroes of project management,
yeah,
ensuring everything runs smoothly and efficiently.
So they're like the organizers and coordinators of the project world.
Exactly. They need to be highly organized, detail-oriented, and have a knack for keeping things moving forward.
Now let's explore a role that seems to be all about finding the best deals for businesses. The procurement analyst.
Okay, procurement analysts are the experts at sourcing, negotiating, and managing contracts with suppliers.
Okay.
They analyze market trends, evaluate different vendors, and make sure the organization gets the best value for its money.
So they're like the bargain hunters of the business world, always looking for the best quality at the best price.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
They need to be skilled negotiators, have a keen eye for detail, and be able to analyze supplier proposals to ensure they meet the needs of the organization.
Now, we talked about the data analyst earlier, but this article mentions several other roles that seem to have a strong focus on data analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore those a bit further.
Okay, let's start with the reporting analyst.
Okay.
They're the ones who take raw data and turn it into compelling stories that can be easily understood by others. They create dashboards and reports that highlight key trends, patterns, and insights, making complex data accessible and meaningful.
So they're like the storytellers of the data world, using visuals and narratives to communicate data's insights.
Exactly. They often rely on data visualization tools like Tableau to create interactive dashboards that allow users to explore data, identify trends, and gain insights that can inform decision making.
Now, the article also mentioned the business intelligence analyst, a role that seems to take data analysis to the next level.
Right. Business intelligence analysts use sophisticated tools and techniques to analyze data, identify patterns, and make predictions about future trends. They're the ones who help businesses make strategic decisions by providing data-driven insights that anticipate opportunities and challenges.
So they're like the fortune tellers of the business world, using data to glimpse into the future.
In a sense, yes. They use techniques like predictive modeling and machine learning to analyze historical data.
Wow.
And forecast future outcomes, giving businesses a competitive edge.
Now, this next role seems to combine data analysis with a deep understanding of technology, the IT analyst.
Okay, IT analysts are the problem solvers of the technology world.
Okay.
They troubleshoot technical issues, ensure that systems are running smoothly, and analyze data to identify trends and potential problems.
So they're the ones who keep the digital wheels turning.
Exactly. They need a strong understanding of IT systems,
yeah,
but also the analytical skills to make sense of data and identify areas for improvement.
Now let's talk about two roles that seem to play a strategic role in helping organizations achieve their goals. The strategy analyst and the management analyst.
All right, strategy analysts are the big picture thinkers analyzing market trends, competitive landscapes, and internal capabilities to identify opportunities and threats.
Okay.
They provide recommendations to senior management, helping the organization make strategic decisions that align with its goals.
So they're the ones who help companies chart a course for success.
Exactly. They need to be able to think strategically, analyze complex data, and communicate their findings persuasively to influence decision making.
And what about the management analyst? How does their role differ?
Management analysts focus on improving the efficiency and effectiveness of organizations. They analyze processes, identify areas for improvement, and develop strategies to enhance productivity, reduce costs, and optimize operations.
So they're the ones who help organizations work smarter, not harder.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
They need to be able to analyze problems, think critically, and develop creative solutions that drive organizational improvement.
Okay, let's shift gears to a role that seems to be at the forefront of technological innovation. The technology analyst.
All right, technology analysts are the experts at staying on top of the latest technological advancements.
Uh-huh.
Assessing the needs of the organization and recommending technologies that can improve efficiency, productivity, or innovation.
So they're the ones who help companies stay ahead of the curve in the ever-changing world of technology.
Exactly. They need to have a broad understanding of technology trends, be able to assess the potential impact of new technologies, and communicate their recommendations effectively to influence technology adoption within the organization.
Now, this last role seems to have a very specialized focus.
Yeah.
The computer systems analyst.
Okay. Computer systems analysts are the architects and engineers of computer systems.
Okay.
They evaluate existing systems, design new ones, and work with developers to implement them. They need a strong technical foundation to understand how computer systems work,
mm-hmm,
and how to improve them.
So they're the ones who make sure the digital gears are meshing smoothly.
Exactly. They play a crucial role in designing, implementing, and maintaining the complex systems that power modern businesses.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground. From cybersecurity to social media to business intelligence.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many different paths there are within the world of analysts.
And this is just a glimpse into the diverse landscape of analyst roles out there.
Yeah, it's clear that data is at the heart of many of these roles, but each one requires a unique blend of skills knowledge.
Right.
And interests, it seems like you're starting to get a feel for which paths might be most intriguing to you.
What stands out to you from all these different roles?
Yeah, it really is incredible how diverse this field is.
Yeah.
It really does feel like we've just scratched the surface of a whole continent of possibilities, you know?
And remember, the journey of an analyst is one of continuous learning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Technology evolves, new tools emerge, and the ways we use data are constantly changing.
Speaking of learning, the article emphasized the importance of certifications in many of these roles.
Right.
It's like leveling up your skills in a video game.
That's a great analogy. Certifications can validate your expertise, make you a more competitive candidate, and even boost your earning potential.
So if you're serious about pursuing a career as an analyst, it's worth investing the time and effort to earn relevant certifications.
Absolutely. And there are so many resources available to help you prepare, from online courses to study groups to practice exams.
It's inspiring to see how many opportunities there are in the world of data.
Yeah.
It's like a hidden language that's waiting to be decoded.
And analysts are the ones who hold the keys to that language.
Yeah.
They're the ones who can unlock the secrets hidden within data and use those insights to make a real difference.
And as we've seen, it's not just about being good with numbers.
Right.
It's about communication, problem-solving, critical thinking, yeah, and a passion for learning.
Those are the qualities that truly make an analyst stand out.
Yeah.
It's the ability to not only understand the data, but to also communicate its meaning and impact to others.
So for anyone out there who's intrigued by the world of data and analytics, we encourage you to explore these different analyst roles.
Yeah.
You might just discover a hidden talent or a passion you never knew you had.
And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all path to becoming an analyst. Some people come from technical backgrounds.
Right.
While others transition from different fields, it's all about finding the path that aligns with your skills, interests, and goals.
This deep dive has given you a taste of what it means to be an analyst. Now it's up to you to decide where you want to go from here, what data mysteries will you solve, what insights will you uncover. The possibilities are endless.
And who knows, maybe someday you'll be the expert guiding someone else on their own deep dive into the world of analysts.
Happy analyzing.